J.D. Vance tells Vice President Kamala Harris to go to hell for botched Afghanistan withdrawal. By Christina Wong on August 29, 2024. Republican presidential nominee and Marine veteran Sen. J.D. Vance, R.O., on Wednesday had some pointed words for Vice President Kamala Harris over the botched U.S. military withdrawal from Afghanistan under her and President Joe Biden's administration. To have those 13 Americans lose their lives and not fire a single person is disgraceful. Kamala Harris is so asleep at the wheel that she won't even do an investigation into what happened but wants to yell at Donald Trump for showing up. She can go to hell. His comment came after the Harris campaign criticized former President Donald Trump for visiting Gold Star families who lost loved ones during the withdrawal. After a suicide bomber targeted American troops who were ordered to conduct the hastily planned withdrawal. After Trump met with the families at the Arlington Cemetery and corporate media outlets reported there was an altercation between a cemetery employee and Trump campaign aides over taking photographs and filming at the ceremony. The Harris campaign called it pretty sad and criticized the former president. Related, Trump releases video commemorating 3-year anniversary of Afghanistan attack and shredding Kamala. The families of the fallen being honored by Trump released a statement saying they had given their permission for Trump's official videographer and photographer to capture the event. They said in the statement, "We would like to express our heartfelt thanks and appreciation to President Donald J. Trump for his presence and the recent Section 60 gathering, honoring our children and their fallen brothers and sisters. We had given our approval for President Trump's official videographer and photographer to attend the event, ensuring that these sacred moments of remembrance were respectfully captured and so we can cherish these memories forever. We are deeply grateful to the President for taking the time to honor our children and for standing alongside us in our grief, offering his unwavering support during such a difficult time. His compassion and respect meant more than words can express." Follow Breitbart News's Christina Wong on X, Truth Social, or on Facebook.